You're listening to Chuck's Favorite Things.
Inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. And thank you for listening today to Chuck's Favorite Things. This is Chuck Whetstone. Thank you for joining me today. I do appreciate it. Hey, I'm recording several of these podcasts at one time. It's still, right now, it's Tuesday night. Still been watching the Democratic National Convention thing. Really, right now, it's, you know, real late there. So I'm just watching some highlights on Fox News, catching some of the talking points of different people. Anyway, I've been recording these podcasts in between and trying to get my modem to reboot. You know, I told you there's a lot of lightning in here in the last few days. The power's been going off, and you might have this in your house too. We have a clock radio. We have a clock. There's no radio attached to it. Used to be. We used to have one that was a clock radio in both rooms, but got tired of that one. Anyway, got this little bitty clock, okay, digital clock, and I used to use it so I could see what time it was at church, you know, things like that. I brought it home, and we keep it in the guest bedroom. Well, when the power goes off, I don't have a backup battery in it. I'm too cheap, I guess, to buy a 9-volt battery for it. I'm not even sure it has a place for one, but nonetheless, when the power goes off, guess what? That thing blinks, drives my wife nuts. So I have been in there at least twice today. And setting the time. Yesterday I did it when we got back from Louisiana as well. It's just funny. And then we have some grandchildren, not naming names, but her name is Carolina. Short, we call her Lina for short. She's an interesting person that mischievous in some ways. And sometimes we'll just, out of the blue, hear an alarm go off. I mean, she has gone into that bedroom and she's turned that little switch that says alarm, and she puts it to on, and we don't know it. And I think it went off one time in the middle of the night. I'm not sure. But thank you, Carolina, for surprising us many times in our life. And it's just a lot of fun. You never know when she's going to go in there and turn it on. So I kind of keep my eye on it. So we have this radio, not a clock radio. The clock is just a clock. Okay, so that's what I've been doing, and trying to reboot this modem and get back on the internet, folks, because I just can't do it today. So I'm recording these podcasts in the hope that eventually I can get them out to you on the internet world. Oh, wouldn't that would be great? So yesterday I shared with you that you're not going to please everyone, and today I didn't have time in that long podcast to share the actual song that I'd recorded in Bossier City, Louisiana, at the Harvest Community Church. But I'd like to share that with you today, and I'll put the lyrics on the blog page, chucksfavoritethings.com, for you to look at. And what it is, I took two verses of The House of the Rising Sun, the familiar American folk song, blues song, made famous by the Animals in the 60s. And I took those two verses, and I added three verses of Amazing Grace, traditional hymn. I sing it in the tune of House of the Rising Sun, and I added another verse that's like a Christmas verse. And you know, when I sang it down in Louisiana, one of my daughter's best friends, Elizabeth, came up to me after church, and she said, Pastor Chuck, she said, I want you, brother, she calls me Brother Chuck. Brother Chuck, she said, I just want you to know that's my favorite Christmas song. And I was just totally blown away by her kindness. And I know what she meant. It fits so well with the sermon. And that song meant so much to her when I was able to talk about Jesus being born, that he was the rising sun, S-O-N. And so I'd like to, without any further ado, and I don't want to talk about, you know, you can't please everyone. I don't want to talk about that anymore. I just want to share with you this great song. I hope you enjoy it. Recorded it down there in Louisiana. My brother-in-law is on drums. And one of his guitar players named George is on electric guitar. And it's not a perfect recording. We didn't have much time to practice this song, but it turned out all right. And if I've already included this on another podcast, please forgive me. You know, you start getting a catalog of 60 to 100 podcasts, you lose track of what you talked about, what you recorded, and you just keep going on. And we'll just keep it real, guys. So I want you to enjoy this little jam session at Harvest Community Church back in November of 2015. And my rendition of Amazing Grace, House of the Rising Sun. And I hope you enjoy it. Until another time, this is Chuck Whetstone signing off. So here is the song for you to enjoy for the rest of the podcast. All right, until later. Bye-bye.